This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Protesters against the military coup in Myanmar showed no signs of backing down Wednesday, even as the UN expert on human rights in Myanmar warned of the prospect of major violence. In the capital, Naypyidaw, thousands marched chanting for the release of detained leaders Aung San Suu Kyi and President Ma Mient. UN Special Rapporteur Tom Andrews said he had received reports of soldiers being transported into Yangon from outlying regions. The military coup has brought a shocking halt to Myanmar's fragile progress toward democracy, most visible in Aung San Suu Kyi's tenure as national leader. U.S. President Joe Biden is promising a majority of elementary schools will be open 5 days a week by the end of his first 100 days in office. Biden, speaking at a CNN town hall Tuesday night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the town hall touched on a range of issues related to the coronavirus, from protection for small businesses to the administration's vaccination plans. Biden said that by the end of July, there would be 600 million doses of the vaccine available, enough to vaccinate every American. The White House said the Biden administration will begin Friday to process the claims of some asylum seekers as the administration seeks to end the Trump-era Migrant Protection Protocols program. In a statement, the White House said it will soon announce a virtual registration process that will be available from any location. It said the asylum seekers do not need to take action yet, but instead should stay where they are and await further instructions. And for more news, join us at our website, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Japan began its long-awaited coronavirus vaccination program Wednesday. The first shots took place at a Tokyo hospital just hours after the hospital received the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Japan's vaccination program is off to a slow start, with health authorities only formally approving use of the two-dose Pfizer vaccine on Sunday. Cabinet Minister Taro Kono said those first to receive the shots will be monitored for the first 3 weeks for any reactions. Britain is expected Wednesday to call on the UN Security Council to push for temporary ceasefires and conflict zones to enable the rolling out of vaccines against the coronavirus. Britain holds the chairmanship of the Security Council this month. The Foreign Secretary, Dominic Raab, has said the ceasefire resolution would also demand an equitable access to coronavirus vaccines for nations around the world. In the statement, Raab emphasized the need to help inoculate more than 160 million people in conflict zones such as South Sudan, Somalia, and Ethiopia. Raab said nations have a moral duty to act and a strategic necessity to come together to defeat the virus. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will be using his first ministerial meeting today, Wednesday, with the NATO allies to try to repair the frayed relationship, acknowledging that longstanding ties were at times strained under former President Donald Trump. Change in tone and approach, as U.S. defense officials described it Tuesday, comes as the United States and NATO are staring down major decisions on force levels in Afghanistan and how best to confront powers like Russia and China, which remain set on bending international norms in their favor. South Africa has scrapped plans to use the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine and will switch to a different one. Media reports say complaints with the AstraZeneca vaccine include a higher price than European Union members are paying, shipments of old vaccine, and lower efficacy rate against a variant of the coronavirus that originated in South Africa. In the Philippines, Asia's largest Roman Catholic nation, priests sprinkle ashes on the heads of devotees on Ash Wednesday. For those who could not make it to church to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus, the church offered a blessed ashes to take home and mark their foreheads with a cross. Ash Wednesday marking the start of the Lenten season. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News. We'll be right back.